Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about what looks like it's already shaping up to be an incredible season at the Sitka Summer Music Festival, our artistic director, Zuhal Bailey, and the executive director in transition and just frantic, chaotic mayhem, Kayla Betcher. Hi, Kayla. Hi, Zuhal.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm just teasing you guys a little bit. It is Bela Fleck with a presto in G minor, Bach for banjo.
Well, Bach, of all composers, I don't know if you've noticed, but it can be played on anything and sound amazing. Mm-hmm. The transcriptions run wild when it comes to Bach. And you can one of the great transcriptions that I would like to have here one day is a string trio version of the Goldberg Variations.
Okay.
Of course, the Goldberg Variations is a famous piece for piano solo. But there's so many different voices in Bach that you can actually identify them and put them at different instruments. Obviously, even a, what is it, a mandolin?
A banjo.
Yes. And yes.
Well, Zuhal, as artistic director of a festival, I mean, these kind of possibilities are just sort of lay before you. I mean, you have to get the transcriptions, you have to have somebody arrange them and commit them to paper. But these are the kinds of things you can imagine it and you can make it happen.
It's a festival. It's a very fun process, and it's one actually that I've learned over the past 12, 13 years to do. It gets more refined each year. I have about 5 years in my head of programming. I run another music festival in El Paso, Texas, and usually what happens is the programming is all laid out on a massive canvas, and then logic and fate play its cards on when I can get the artists here. How they will lay out. But the biggest troubles that I find is how to make a balance and how to make a kind of a slingshot feeling of a longer festival where no one gets overwhelmed and they can enjoy it and also savor a particular piece, knowing that there are more pieces coming up, but they don't detract from. Similar to a meal, similar to any experience that it may be overwhelming, you need time to process it. Long story short, this is one of the reasons why this is the first year where we've elongated the festival to being 4 or 5-ish weeks versus 3, because I was looking at the fact that the artists to coming this far to Sitka, one of the most magical places on earth, I wanted them to have a chance to see this area, to feel it, to have it impact their music, but also get to know Sitkins, as well as to have a place, a time to let the music kind of simmer while they're getting it prepared for the audience, in addition to the audience's hearing music and not having a pile-up of concerts, which we have always had because it's been a very condensed festival. So typically this summer, we have artists staying for 2 weeks at a time. In that time period, we have the typical Friday-Saturday concerts. We have the box lunch on Thursdays. We have the movie night and the Larkspur Cafe series on Wednesdays. and the rest of the time, they get to see Sitka. They get to meet with people and socialize and be here for a bit of time, just to take a big, deep breath.
I have, now that you mention it, I have seen musicians sort of walking the streets of Sitka. And I know in past years, everybody's had a kind of a pretty tight rehearsal
about
schedule.
7 hours a day is what they did in the past. And it really made me very sad, because when I first came here in 07, that was me. I came here, I flew all the way from, I don't know, Washington, D.C., I think, at that point, and sat in rehearsals all day long, kind of got up and saw the sunrise and saw the sunset from the rehearsal, saw the venue glass, of course, at Centennial Hall through, and saw what I was missing, and then left and kind of didn't know what had happened. And luckily, Paul invited me back to be able to be here for 6 days the next year. And that was actually even more of a tease.
Okay. I want to talk more about how Sitka affects the music, but I want to let Kayla jump in here. And having musicians around for 2 weeks at a time, as are you and Bobby having to find ways to kind of keep people on track?
No, I think it's been wonderful to have them here. And the Cypress String Quartet has been here for 10 days or so now. And Kurt is around, and Awadajan is here. And Zul's mostly taking care of the care and feeding of his friends that he's invited to come up and be here. But for, you know, for me, it's just been, I think it's wonderful to have them, yeah, get to know Sitkins a little bit better and get to know the Sitka spaces. And I know for a fact that they've been enjoying going out on hikes and kayaking and really taking advantage of a little bit more space in their schedule to be able to enjoy what's happening in this community, in this area.
Yeah, it's not out of the question. You know, all the things you're talking about, they all affect us. It's all a part of why we live here. It's not at all out of the question to think that it wouldn't affect a visiting musician, the way they feel about music, how they approach a performance or something. Mm-hmm. And Kayla, this is kind of your break-in festival, and this time next year you're going to be absolutely on your own as the new executive director.
That's right. I just came on board at the end of May, and Bobby Reinhart, who's the outgoing executive director, is still on through this month, and so I have the opportunity to shadow her. I'm also splitting my time this month between the Sitka Summer Music Festival and here at Raven Radio, so I'm, you know, in theory, half-time in each place, just putting some glue in the seams here until we can get until we get through the 30th anniversary and, you know, some of the other big events that are happening here in June, and have an interim program director in place, and also follow Bobby around and learn the ins and outs of running, having the festival on the ground, but also getting a big brain dump from her about what happens the rest of the year.
Okay, and shout out to Matthew. I hope you're getting a lot of TLC at home during this.
He's awesome.
During this crazy
time. I must say that the Sitka Festival is very lucky with the way it's all timed out. When I first came on, the transition was 4 years. I shadowed Paul for essentially 2.5 of those. The third year, he actually asked my opinions on several things. Just say, is this something that we should do, or this or that? What do you think about this? And so I started being able to give an opinion openly after the third year. And so this is my sixth summer. So that would be 4 years later. And when I first came to El Paso, my predecessor put the entire season into place so I could walk through it having the template already set to then be using that blueprint for the following season. And I really saw that as a gift, and I think that's what Bobby and Kayla are doing, is that Bobby and I, with Kayla, are putting together all of next season as we've done it, with Kayla's observing and inputting. So then it's all in place. So then when she officially comes through after this festival, we then fill in the blanks on what we saw happen this year for the following year. And so we get to walk through this year very, very in a strong fashion. That usually doesn't happen. Usually there's a good luck, here's the folder, and you know, make it happen.
Yeah, well, we're
very lucky to have Kayla.
Yeah, well, it's a credit to the festival and to you both, because the festival doesn't appear to be going through any lull. I mean, it seems to be during this transition, both from Paul to you, Zul, and from Bobby to you, Kayla, I mean, the festival seems to be continuing to expand and improve and develop, you know, greater depth and more variety and just more interest. And who would have thought anything was possible? It wasn't broken at all.
Well, that just shows the foundation that was built. I mean, the fact is, when a foundation is set and it's that strong by Paul and Bobby and other executive directors from the past, anything can really happen. It can be built from that.
Zul, let's talk for a minute about this year's program and some of the artists you've brought in. I think this is the first time we've seen string ensembles brought in, the Attica and the Cypress Quartets. Mm-hmm, this is a new direction. What are you thinking there?
Well, I'm thinking about the artistic integrity of pieces that need to be presented by people who live and breathe together. Simply put, festivals are the kinds of opportunities for musicians to work with people they haven't worked with. They play music that they don't normally play. But there are pieces like the Beethoven string quartets, Bartok string quartets, things that are really difficult in a matter of days to put together at a level that most musicians would want to be associated with them. And so that was it was an artistic decision. It was not even a collegial decision. And it also alleviates a lot of pressure for rehearsal And also, another thing that I kind of alluded to, but when I put these things together, I try to find artists. When you put together a particular segment of a festival, it's essentially like putting together a great dinner party. You want to have a lot of variety. You want to have people that aren't all the same, but all get along and that may have similar interests. Blah, blah, blah. What I'm trying to say is that they come in from the same area of the country, having rehearsed, having lived and breathed with these before they come here. So a quartet, the Ataka or the Cypress, have prepared their programs before they got here. And then to augment them in the Schumann Piano Quintet or other pieces, they add one variable, which would be an Awadajan Pratt type character or Kurt Nickinen, et cetera, et cetera. So that was my plan, to do kind of works that we could take the artistic product even further, because there would be a bigger backlog of rehearsal and thought prior to coming to Sitka.
All right. And we, the audience, are sort of the beneficiaries.
Absolutely.
Of this thinking. We're just about out of time. The festival is going to be moving into Stevens Hall on campus, or has moved into Stevens Hall?
Yeah, and Stevenson Hall on the former Sheldon Jackson campus is the new headquarters.
Stevenson Hall.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's the new year-round statewide headquarters for the festival, and it'll be housed here all the time. And there's we actually are leasing the building currently. And with a plan to buy and remodel it for even greater programming expansion and greater comfort for housing artists and staff during the festival. So starting to, embark on a capital campaign to make that all happen.
And we're going to be hearing more about that.
Indeed, yes.
Okay. And Zuhal, is the move to the SJ campus, is it having any, is the artistic vibe there, are you feeling its impact in the festival itself?
100%. I mean, the fact is with Sitka Fest, with the Fine Arts Camp, when I first got here several years ago, it was spread all over the island. And you felt people's presences, but they weren't concentrated where we could all work together. And so what's happening now, and what people are feeling, and what you're reading about, is the fact that there's a destination and a bullseye right on Sheldon Jackson campus where everyone is coming together to create quite a storm that's being resonating out through not only Alaska, but the lower 48. So this is, if you look at the brochure, Sitka Fest, the Fine Arts Camp, Sitka Summer Music Festival, we're amazingly all working together to make this a much stronger experience for everyone, where each of us is doing our part. And Sheldon Jackson Campus is the canvas where it all starts.
Okay. Now, if we could only do our part and provide summer...
We did, though. You did for the Prop 4 days. You gave, okay. gave us a master tease, and yep. then you're like, "And I'm going to take it away now."
Well, we'll see. We'll see if we can oblige.
Box lunch today at noon at Centennial Hall, a free concert. There's concerts this weekend, Friday and Saturday evening, both starting at 7:30 with a pre-concert lecture at 6:45 with Susan Wingrove. We'll interview artists and talk about the music a little bit. It's really a lot of fun, so come early and learn more. And the Crab Feed is this Sunday. That's always a awesome June tradition, Father's Day tradition.
All right. All this information is online at sitkamusicfestival.org. You can also buy tickets there as well. The Sitka Summer Music Festival continues to be an incredible value for fans of music. So check it out, sitkamusicfestival.org. My guests this morning have been Kayla Betcher. She's the executive director to be, or on her way in transition for the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and Zuhal Bailey is the artistic director and a cellist with the Sitka Summer Music Festival. I look forward to seeing you both at the festival.
Thank you very much for this
morning. Thanks, Rob.